Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's November 26, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 10th and 11th, 2003. Nazarene, our friend Kathy also sent some comments on last Monday's segment. She states that wedding vows are not in the Bible and you did not write them. What are your comments on this?
An interesting question, Alora. The marriage vows may not be directly in Scripture, but they are biblically based. A man and a woman join together and make a household. There has to be one head to that household, and that head is usually male. Sometimes it is female, but it is usually male. And the marriage vows lay out the conditions of how that household should be run. And they are perfectly appropriate and acceptable to the kingdom of God. Everything doesn't have to be exactly written down in the Bible to be understood and to be acceptable. If it is biblically correct, then it is acceptable. And the marriage vows are biblically correct. A man should honor his wife, and a wife should honor her husband and follow her husband's guidance as the head of her house. And that is the way of God, and it is the way it should be. And these principles are well laid out in the Bible. People can find them throughout the Bible. And the marriage vows are an expression of these principles and should be adhered to. A person cannot say that they belong to the Christian faith if they do not follow basic Bible doctrine. There are many things that people do that they say, oh, it's all right because it's not in the Bible. Well, that doesn't make it right.
I agree with you there, Nazarene. I thought it was mentioned in the Bible somewhere.
Well, we can't hit everything, Alora. I think we did a damn good job. We tried, but you can't hit everything. You gotta miss something once in a while.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories, so we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it. Nazarene, our friend Jesse sent this question. Read a sickening article about the Midgardian American leaders now treating the indigent and homeless like criminals in the United States. How is this type of tragedy dealt with on our respective old worlds, Haven, Hades, Peabody, and the Olympian Confederation? If the problem existed back home, how did they deal with it?
This is a very difficult question for us to answer, Elgard, because in our societies, these problems did not exist. In the very, very early days of our societies, there was a little of this problem, but it quickly disappeared because of the social development. The people on all of the old worlds took care of their feeble-minded and their sick and their lame and those that were in need. So there were no homeless on our worlds. By the time we reached the level that this society is now, everybody was taken care of. Nobody was in desperate need. If a person's financial circumstances were wiped out, they at least had a home and food, a way of earning something for their family so they could get by. There was what would be called a safety net. And we are appalled. We are just absolutely appalled that the people of this world simply do not care for those who are less fortunate than themselves. Oh, there are token efforts to take care of them, but there is no great effort to see to the needs of those that are less fortunate and that have problems. They are simply dumped into the street and ignored in the false name of protecting their free will. And this is sickening. It is very, very sickening.
Wow! I wish they had that system here, Nazarene.
They will, Alora, in time when the awakening begins and your people spread around the world and end this nonsense that disturbs so many.
We'll be back again.